the main parts of Advent are very clear. The first part of Advent, from the first Sunday this year, November 27, up until December 16, is the first part. A lot of prophecies of Isaiah and a lot of gospel stories about Jesus fulfilling the prophecies. And then the second part, from December 17 up to the 24th, that is the part where we read specific prophecies of the Messiah and then the infancy narratives. But there are some other highlights. Of course, the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, it always stands out in the first part of Advent as a shining light. And then there is this third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday, where there's a tone of rejoicing. There's a kind of upgrade in the expectation of Advent. It starts with the third week of Advent. Now, there's a funny thing happens, because Advent is sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, but between the third Sunday and December 17, it could be just a few days, or it could be many. In this case, the 17th is already goes all the way to Saturday, so there's a longer stretch of Advent here. And in this period, the stakes are higher, the intensity is growing. And so the church sometimes takes prophecies that are not from Isaiah. Today we have a prophecy not from Isaiah, but from Zephaniah. So you can see that a little bit of a change, a little bit of a higher gear, you could call it. We would have seen something similar yesterday, except we had a feast yesterday. It was the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So now, part of what we recognize when we get deeper into Advent is that the stakes are high. We're not talking just about the coming of a nice celebration. We're talking about an earth-shaking event of the coming of God as man, and it requires a kind of earth-shaking preparation. Leveling of mountains, filling in of valleys, big work. We're also reminded that the consequences of not being ready are quite severe. That's why today's readings have this kind of heavy quality to them. Today's gospel is the parable of the two sons, one who says no, but then changes his mind and does the will of the Father, the second one who says yes, but doesn't change his mind. He never had it in the first place. He doesn't do the will of the Father. Two possibilities that we have to reflect on and apply to ourselves. Have we changed our minds and decided to leave sin behind and do the will of God? Or are we just mouthing holy words and not doing the will of God? We saw yesterday, Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, in the passage from the Book of Revelation, the two opponents, the woman clothed with the sun and the huge red dragon. They represent two other options. The woman clothed with the sun, we saw her in the Immaculate Conception, she says yes and she does the will of the Father. She's the perfect example of the right response of a child of God. She's what she says and what she does is right. The huge red dragon is the other extreme. He says no and he won't. He is an absolute refusal to bend to the will of the Father. So those two extremes have been set up before us. But these two options in today's gospel are in between. Saying no, but then changing, saying yes, and then not doing. Now, Jesus points out these two options because they apply to two categories of people whom he has encountered in his public ministry, two categories of people who have two different responses to the preparation work of John the Baptist. One category is the tax collectors and prostitutes, the obvious sinners, those who have said, no, I'm not going to do the will of God, I'm going to sin. They heard the call to repentance and they did repent. They changed their minds. metanoia. They changed what they were thinking. They changed their whole way of life. That's one category of people. Sinners who repent. The other category is the chief priests and the elders who are saying to God, yes, sir, yes, sir. But they're not changing their minds. They're not changing their hearts. They're not turning away from sin. They're just saying they do. And Jesus says, and this is where the heaviness comes in, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. They're surpassing you. In fact, it's not even clear whether you'll be able to make it into the kingdom, and they will. They change, you're not. Even when you saw their repentance and change of life, you still didn't change your minds and believe in the message of John. So, Advent is about whether we enter the kingdom of God or not. Today's first reading is a prophecy that points toward these two options. It's Zephaniah's condemnation of the rebellious city. He's talking about Jerusalem. Zephaniah, he comes from about, I don't know, 7 centuries or 8 centuries ago, before Christ. And it was a period of time when Israel was again in rebellion against the Lord. And so the prophet comes along and says, you're in rebellion. You're turning away from God. You're not faithful to the covenant, and you're going to be destroyed for that. Unless you change, and this is where the hope comes in, I'm going to purify the people. I'm going to give them a new opportunity to leave sin behind and be restored. And some people will take up this option, this remnant that will remain. I'm going to destroy everybody else. Those who don't follow the will of God are going to reap the bad consequences. That's the proud braggarts and all the rebels. But those who exalt themselves on God's holy mountain. But those who respond, even if they're tax collectors and prostitutes, those who respond will remain a remnant in the midst of the Lord, a people humble and lowly who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord. This is one of the Old Testament passages that describes the anoim, the poor. Here it's translated as a people humble and lowly, but the Hebrew term is anoim. I'm going to leave in the midst here a remnant, the leftovers, those who survived the purification because they were humble enough to let go of their arrogance and sin and be purified. That's the anoim. In their mouths shall be found no deceitful tongue. They shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. No deceitful tongue. They no longer say no to God, and they no longer turn away from the will of God in their behavior. This is the category that we're being invited to enter. We're not in the category of the woman clothed with the sun, because we have already said no to God. The beauty of it is that we don't have to be fixed in a no the way the huge red dragon is. We can change our minds. We can change our lives. We can change the direction of our lives. And that's what Advent is for. Make that change. Turn away from sin. Be sincere in our repentance. Be sincere in what we actually say to God. If we say yes to God, we will do what we say. And if we fail, we humble ourselves in repentance and come back to the Lord. So it's an invitation to be poor. The psalm response is one of the beautiful ones that goes along with the anoim spirituality. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. People who acknowledge their poverty, who know that they're poor sinners, who know that they need the Lord, those people who cry out, hopefully it's us, when we cry out, the Lord hears, because we're ready to receive his response. The Lord hears the prayer of everybody, but that doesn't mean that everybody prays with an open heart. It's the poor who pray with a heart ready to receive the Lord's response. So the Lord hears the cry of the poor. He redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him. Meaning, even though we're guilty, even though we deserve punishment, when we humble ourselves before the Lord in repentance, he wipes away that guilt and brings us into his presence. We can take refuge in the Lord. So that's the course of our Advent journey now. You might remember the words of Jesus himself in his response to John the Baptist in Sunday's Gospel. Observe the works of the Lord, the healing of the blind and the lame and the deaf, and blessed is the man who takes no offense at me, who puts no doubt in me. Blessed is the one who hears and responds to what I'm bringing. That's the category of the tax collectors and the prostitutes who change their minds in repentance and follow the Lord. That's supposed to be us in the season of Advent.